Our Weaver Rockets head football coach, Austin Stoll, joining me here today. Austin, we appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you guys last week, it's kind of a nail biter for you against Glidden Ralston. You go down 14-0 at half, come out, and you guys pull out the 15-14 win. What did you see from the sidelines? That was some good stuff you guys can take away from week one or week two.
Yeah, you know, I think, Mason, we showed a lot of grit in the fourth quarter, particularly in the last half of the fourth quarter. You know, I thought our defense played extremely well. You know, Glidden kind of did what they typically have done in the past, and that's trying to pound the football and establish on the ground, and that's what they tried to do the entire night. And, you know, in the first half they were able to do that, and, you know, the couple times they did throw the football, we had a couple miscues in our passing coverage that we saw on film once we went back and watched the game. But, you know, I think positives out of that game, like I said, just the toughness that we showed in the last half of that fourth quarter is something that we were really proud of as a coaching staff. It just boils down to, you know, we have to have them more ready to play in the first half. We didn't particularly have a great first half with our penalties, and we couldn't sustain drives on offense. Once we did start moving the football, we couldn't punch it in the end zone. So, you know, it boils down to through weeks one and two, we got to learn how to play four quarters of football.
You guys, that last week, first week with Wyatt Regaler as your, like, kind of full-time quarterback going into week two, how do you feel like he fared in that game?
Yeah, Wyatt's one of our leaders. You know, he'd play center if we asked him to. I mean, he's going to go anywhere you tell him to go, and you know, he's going to perform at a high level. He's a great athlete, and he's very smart with the football game, with the game of football. And it's a matter of, you know, when you lose a senior quarterback in Jonathan Rieseman, you got to move some pieces around, and it's next man up mentality in each spot, and our guys are starting to understand that on both sides of the ball.
For you guys this week here in week three, another district matchup for you with Audubon. I mean, what have you seen from the Wheelers on both the offensive and defensive end that you can pull from film?
Yeah, you know, there's not too much that you can nitpick in areas that you feel like you can truly exploit when you get a team full of athletes and a lot of height and athleticism like Audubon does. You know, they're one of the top 10 teams in the state for all of those reasons, and most importantly, they're extremely well coached by Sean. And you know, you can see it on film. They're very fundamental in everything they do. You know, ranging from play calling to footwork, whatever the case may be. So, you know, for us, it's a matter of we have to play for four quarters. And like I mentioned before, we haven't done that yet through weeks one and two. But I think it's, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff on film. We got much better from week one to week two, and you know, this week three matchup is going to be one of our tougher ones of the season. We understand that, but our guys are ready for the challenge, and you know, we just got to limit our mistakes and go out and play football and have fun.
You talk about some of the athleticism that they bring to the table. I mean, you look at two of the names with Austin Christensen, Aiden Kiergaard. You look at kind of what you guys have as well with Devin Ehlers and Wyatt Regaler. Do you feel like you guys can kind of use what Devin and Wyatt bring to the table to be able to kind of prepare for what Austin and Aiden can bring to the table for Audubon?
Yeah, you know, the Sorensen kid at a wing spot there, he's a beast. He plays very hard. He's very fast. He's very explosive for his size. And you know, they got eight guys on both sides of the ball that can play football at a very high level. You know, and like you said, with the Kiergaard kid at quarterback, and then the Wessel kid kind of coming in and out of there as well. You know, they got multiple weapons that they can exploit teams with, and they got some size up front. And you know, it boils down to, you know, our guys have to play each snap and not take any plays off, and particularly on defense. You know, they've Audubon's only had to throw the ball eight times this year so far, so you know, it's a matter of, you know, we expect them to run the ball right away and probably get in the passing game as well. Is our goal to make them play dual threat, and you know, they have some good schematic plays up their sleeves that we've seen on film, and you know, they've played well through 2 weeks. So yeah, you know, we'll look to use Wyatt and Devin and a couple of our tight end weapons, try to exploit them in open space, and that's kind of on us as coaches to kind of schematically see what we can do against Audubon, against their defense. That's you know, they play a little bit of zone, but it's mostly man to man, and you know, it's a matter of boiling down to technique and exploiting where we can.
You guys talk about kind of how they can run the ball really efficiently and haven't had to pass very often. How do you feel like you guys can kind of shut down that running game early?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, we were a lot better in week one to week two with our gap responsibilities on defense, and I think that's, you know, we're gonna have to have high level gap responsibility when you're playing a team that's maybe a little bit bigger than you. You know, you got to be quicker to fill. You got to be the smarter football player, and you got to be better at reading your cues. And you know, we've kind of preached on that all week. There's a couple cues that we kind of tried to pick up on to help our guys out and compete at a high level. And you know, that's something that, you know, our guys understand, that we got to come ready to play football from quarter one and pay attention to those cues and hit our gaps. And you know, that's kind of the keys to stopping their run game.
Lastly here, looking at your guys' district, you play Glidden in your first district game. Now you look at Audubon, who's another district game for you. How do you feel like these district matchups and the district in total are going to start shaping up for you?
Yeah, hard to say. You know, Mason, we're through week two, and it's the first, you know, it's the first year of the 2 years of the redistricting. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of new teams in the Coon Rapids of the world and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's a matter of, we got to take things one week at a time, one day at a time. Our guys had a really good week of practice, and like I said, you know, there's no writing that needs to be on the wall. We're going to face one of the top teams in the district this week in Audubon, extremely athletic and tall and got good strength, and we just got to play more fundamental football and like I said, play gaps on defense.
Well, Austin, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best luck coming away against Audubon on Friday.
Thanks, Mason. Thanks for having me.